Welcome to Redwood Community Radio's special series celebrating Women's History Month. Throughout history, women have led, innovated, and broken barriers in every field, often against the odds. Let's dive into their stories and celebrate their achievements.
Catherine Stinson, a woman who dared. Born in 1891 and raised by a single mother, Catherine became inspired by aviation after a hot air balloon trip. At age 18, she became the fourth American woman to earn her pilot's license when aviation was still considered the province of daredevils, if not maniacs. Quickly, Catherine became quite adept at stunt maneuvers, some of which she taught herself, and joined the Flying Circus Exhibition stunt team and became known as the Flying Schoolgirl. She's the first woman to fly the Loop the Loop, invented the Dippy Twist Loop, and the first ever night skywriter. Catherine held numerous records for flights of speed and duration. In simulated bomb runs, she dropped suffragette literature on crowds. She raised over $2 million for the Red Cross with her exhibition flights. Catherine is also the first woman authorized by the United States Postal Service and Canadian Post to carry airmail. A meteoric rise did not diminish Stinson's pragmatism and modesty. She viewed herself as, quote, an ordinary girl, no more courageous, clever, or self-reliant than the average American woman, end quote. Flying was an open field for women and a means to make money. It was work. Furthermore, she felt this work was more suited to women because of their, quote, patience, attention to detail, caution, and intuition, end quote. She designed and built her own planes and motors, maintained them, and did not leave things up to luck. As a result, she suffered none of the serious accidents that killed many of her counterparts. She was economically independent and made an aviation a family business, training her siblings to become accomplished pilots. By 1915, Catherine's earnings financed the Stinson Aircraft Company, Stinson Flying School, and Stinson Airport in San Antonio, Texas. In 1918, tuberculosis, the disease that killed millions around the globe, had permanently impacted her adventurous lifestyle. Catherine moved to Santa Fe, New Mexico, and unfortunately never able to fly again. Her national celebrity status was eclipsed by the likes of Amelia Earhart, but she graciously supported all female pilots who followed her in her path. For her next chapter, she applied attention to detail into a new career as an architect and gained awards for the Pueblo Revival-style residences she designed in Santa Fe, where she lived until 1977. Catherine Stinson, a woman who dared.
These women's stories remind us that courage, resilience, and vision can transform the world. Keep celebrating, keep learning, and keep lifting each other up, because history is still being written. Good Lord.